This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Chief of the Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh, has said that India downed 5 fighter aircrafts of Pakistan during Operation Sindoor. Speaking at the 16th Air Chief L.M. Khatre lecture in Bengaluru today, the Chief of the Air Staff said 5 Pakistan Air Force aircrafts and 1 AWACS aircraft were put down by India. Speaking in detail along with video footage, he said they have downed at least 5 fighter aircraft and 1 large aircraft, which could either be an ELINT aircraft or an AEWNC aircraft.
We were able to neutralize most of their weapons by either countermeasures, some of them by using our air-to-air guns as well as SHEWs. Systems like Akash and all have taken down many of their loiter munitions which have come in, the weaponized ones. There, none of their aircraft could come anywhere near the boundaries of Akash and even MRSAM. All their aircraft were taken on by LRSAM because they were trying to stay away, but still they were within our ranges at times, and that is the opportunity targets that we got.
The Air Chief Marshal informed that the jets were taken down at a distance of about 300 kilometers, which he added is the largest ever recorded surface-to-air kill that one can talk about. The annual defense production has soared to an all-time high figure of 1,51,000 crore rupees in the financial year 2024-25. The milestone represents a robust 18% growth over the previous fiscal's output of 1,27,000 crore rupees. Lauding the milestone, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh hailed it as a clear indicator of strengthening defence industrial base. In a social media post, the minister also commended the Defence Minister's Department of Defence Production and other stakeholders. India's defence exports touched 23,000 crore rupees last year and are expected to double within the next 2 to 3 years. Dr. Samir Kamath, Secretary of the Department of Defence Research and Development and Chairman of the Governing Council of the Defence Institute of Advanced Technology, informed this while addressing a press conference in Pune today. He said that Indian defence equipment has high demand in Middle Eastern African and South Asian countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tributes to the revolutionaries of the Kakori incident. In a social media post, he said on this day, 100 years ago, the courage shown by patriotic Indians at Kakori highlighted the resentment among people against colonial rule. Mr. Modi said they were angry at the manner in which people's money was being used to further colonial exploitation. The Prime Minister said their valour will always be remembered by the people of India. The festival of Raksha Bandhan, celebrating the cherished bond between brothers and sisters, has been observed across the country today. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings and best wishes to all citizens. The President said the holy festival promotes harmony and spirit of unity in the society and signifies the unique bond of love and trust between brothers and sisters. The Indian Meteorological Department has said moderate to heavy rainfall will continue today in parts of Delhi and NCR and has also issued an orange warning for rainfall for the day. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, IMD senior scientist Dr. R.K. Jenamani informed that Pragati Maidan received over 100 millimetres since last night. In Uttarakhand, large-scale relief and rescue operations have been carried out in the disaster-affected Dharali Harsil area of Uttarkashi district. A significant number of rescue personnel are engaged in the mission, supported by aerial services, modern technology and equipment. So far, 775 people have been rescued. In sports news, Indian surfers Ramesh Budihal and Kishore Kumar scripted history by reaching the semifinals of the Asian Surfing Championships in the open men's category for the first time. Competing in Mahabalipuram today, Budihal impressed in the first quarterfinal heat with a score of 14.84, beating Neil Sanchez of the Philippines. Kishore, competing in the final heat in the men's open, delivered a composed performance to place second with 10.50 behind hit topper Eduardo El Cisco of the Philippines. And that is the end of this news bulletin.